Philip Semple's PA Deputy Serving Curator today's date is 08-03-2024. Dictation is for Jessica Santos. Santos spells S-A-N-T-O-S. Jessica spells J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Date of birth is 04-24-2001. This is a 23-year-old female here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said this is the same abdominal pain she was seen on multiple occasions, therefore. Said only that this time it goes to her back and sometimes makes her feel as if she can't take a full breath, period. She said recently she was doing some activity and heard a pop and felt like something on the left side get into her chest, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. Open parentheses. Patient have a list of complaints which we address individually. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure 129/88, pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft. Mild tenderness in the epigastric region and in the left upper quadrant regions. No rebound, no guarding, normal bowel songs. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Chest palpable nose on the left anterior cervical triangle. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2% is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. A normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is IATL hernia. Number 2, abdominal pain. Number 3, back pain. Number 4, heartburn. Today we did an ultrasound of her abdomen to review for IATL hernia. We did ultrasound of her vascular system. And to assess for obstruction to her vital organs, especially in the abdomen. Ultrasound also assessed our gallbladder. Studies were unremarkable. Patient and her dad and I had a lengthy discussion about our complaints and possible diagnosis. It was offered a general surgery consult to see if surgery is indicated for her IHL hernia. She declined. She said she would like to prefer to wait and see if it gets worse later on. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on lifting technique and activities that she should avoid to prevent exacerbation of her IHL hernia. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.